Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. Today, I'm talking to Teresa Regnanti. She's the executive director, is that what they call you?
President and CEO.
President and CEO of the Long Island United Way. Now, United Way is, as a matter of fact, do you know what the origins of Long Island United Way are on Long Island?
I have learned that, yes, through our 50 now years of history.
Go ahead. You want to tell it?
Sure. Okay. And then you could correct me.
Well, so probably won't correct
that's
you.
That's all right. So, you know, I think back 50 years ago for Long Island, hospitals really were the landscape of the region in terms of providing most of the services, and service delivery came through the hospital network back then. And there was an event called Starlight Night. And it was an event that was, you know, championed by a lot of individuals, Long Island notables, and really the Paul Townsend was one of the founders of this Starlight Night in this region that raised money.
You know where Starlight Night was held?
I do believe it was at the now knocked down a long time ago property that. Oh, it was large property in Huntington, I think. It was...
I think it was actually at Belmont Park.
Belmont Park? Okay.
I know that's where...
I think it then moved to the... What was it? The begins with a C. It was where the Huntington townhouse then sort of grew up. Colony Hill.
Colony Hill was out here.
Okay.
Colony Hill is where the Hyatt is now.
Okay. So I think at some point in the history, because of that venue being so large, it was at Colony Hill, may not have started there, like as you said.
Yeah.
But
I think Colony Hill was a little later
than that.
But in any case,
So this was a big fundraising campaign, you know, and that's how the United Way in this region started. And it also started with there were... I think five or six community funds as well.
By the way, Paul Townsend was behind the formation of the Long Island North Shore Hospital, which is now LIJ.
Correct.
And that was, you know, these people were giants in their time.
Sure.
They did not screw around. They really did things.
Right. And they're giants in their memory, too. I mean, I know Paul was very, very connected, had a lot of great ideas, and usually... Yeah, before
he
passed away.
He had a way of getting all these rich guys to put some money on the table
right.
And make things happen.
Right. He's a very good advocate for Long Island, for
sure. So anyway, and your unit is a product of those efforts.
Right. So he was one of the founders along with some individuals
from
Grumman.
And he was a great mentor of mine, by the way.
As mine, too. You know, in my career, my not-for-profit, you know, 28 years now, and... I would always look to Paul and Terry both. You know, I'd visit them at the home. I talked to them about initiatives. And Paul put us in the place of doing, back maybe 10, 15 years ago, a special night to recognize philanthropy and do it through an awards, sort of like we called it the People's Hope Awards.
Where do you do that?
Well, we did that event up until 5 years ago, and then we switched it over to an annual luncheon, which now we drive about 1,000 people to the event and raise $600,000. June 3rd at the Crest Hollow, we do put 1,000 people in. It's a very, it's a great event. We keep to like an hour and 15 minutes on a program. We honor usually a key labor leader, a key corporate leader, a corporation who's done magnificent work, and one of our board members.
I'm sure you must have honored my friend Jack Kennedy.
I'm sure we did in the days of the United Way. Now, I think this year we're hoisting the flag up for CSEA.
You know, John Kennedy, the legislator.
Yes, a junior,
His son.
His son, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, the work that started then, and what now is prevalent for the United Way really is a transformation of a lot of good people adding their time, talent, and treasure to make things happen.
You know, years ago, you may not know this even, I had a house out in Fire Island, and I would take all the trained the
the loaned executives. I remember that, Ernie. You had us out a few years.
We'd put out all the food, and we'd have some recreation, and we'd have some training actually too.
Right.
After everybody was sat through a classroom of what there was expected of them, they went out on the beach and played volleyball and had a good time. But it was a nice time and ate plenty of good food because we always had plenty of good food.
Yeah, I do remember. So it was the time where a lot of Long Island corporations lent us people for 3 full months to help run the campaign.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't really happen. What happens with a few companies like Deloitte is still involved in that program. They give us a lot of their younger individuals coming in, and they spend 6, 7, 8 weeks
with us on
projects.
You know, I think it's such a great idea to do that too, Teresa, and I'll tell you why. I think you need a little skin in the game, and if you have a corporation that gives you money, that's important. But if they give you money and they give you personnel, then they have more of a commitment, you know, like a a soft spot in their heart, so to speak. You know, not that corporations have such a thing, but
well, you know, the people, I think, you know, when you're attached to people, partnership works, right? So you look at your life and your career, and without relationships, there is nothing. So you have to develop the check, does not develop the relationship. What develops the relationship is the people. So we know in our business that,
by the way,
it's engagement.
When I did that thing at Fire Island, I got the ferry boat company to give all the people transportation for free.
That's great, because when I went over there and asked them, when I went over them this year, and we've done a lot of Hurricane Sandy rebuild work, you know, and a lot of those houses, and we had our contractors going back and forth, And we also have to have staff that goes back and forth to those houses to review construction cases. And so I would go over, you know, the owners and say, listen, you know, can you give me 20 feet passes to the summer? And they're like, oh, geez, you know, we can't do that. The mayors control that. So, I mean, it's a different day and time. But, again, it goes back to relationship.
We did things in those days the way we felt like it.
Yeah.
Because what we felt like doing was worth doing,
right,
and it was not controversial. You know, it wasn't like a ripoff of the people or anything like that. Yeah. It was just that you could accommodate us, and we can do something for the community together.
Right.
You know, and
that's so what?
You know, if you insist on getting paid, you probably would. It wouldn't stop the people from coming and doing the event, but it wouldn't. It was just so much nicer.
Yeah, it was a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Nice goes a long way.
So what are some of the most important things that you do, Teresa?
So the United Way today is still an organization. Today we're about a $19 million annual organization.
When I was working with you, it was about $11 million, right?
Maybe, you know.
It's been going up?
It's been going up. We've had 5 really great years in the toughest economic times, we've actually grown the most. I started there in May of 2009. So as the president, just when we were in the great deep despair of economic downturn for Long Island
and for
the national.
Pat Foy was right before you, right?
Chris Hahn was right before me. And then Pat prior to Chris.
Yeah.
So,
Pat Foy's with the Port Authority now.
Yep.
I interviewed him on the radio,
for sure,
by the way.
And, you know, for me,
didn't
too.
Want to talk about Chris Christie.
So for me, you know, I think I'm the first woman president and CEO of the United Way of Long Island in its 50-year history. So I think from the onset, it was a lot of things, a lot of people that I needed to put around me. The organization was really going through some really tough times because its revenue strategy was very much pointed to the workplace payroll deduction model, which had worked for us for a lot of years. So if we look at Long Island's history and we look at the defense industry, we look at the Grummans, we look at Hazeltine, we look at Loral Fairchild, we look at all those companies that employed thousands and thousands of people. That's where the United Way really grew.
Well,
so in the 80s, you know, that was, I mean, I remember the day when Grumman itself in 1990 raised $1 million from its employees. So if you just took that one example, we've probably lost about $6 million of payroll deduction revenue because people aren't in those workplaces. And then the culture, the corporate culture for Long Island.
So you have another strategy.
Right. So we really, when I got there in 09, departed in terms of just paying attention to the workplace mode. And I had made the decision that today is not the day we need to ask employees to give to the United Way. People are hurting. People are hurting in 09 all throughout the economic ranks. Whether you were a $200,000 wage earner or a $40,000 wage earner, there was pain all
throughout. By the way, when I was doing the loan executive myself, I was the only executive in my company, and I was working doing some volunteer work. I found that the people who had worked so at the lowest end were the most generous in terms of percentage of what they gave of their salaries. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio 103.9. I had the pleasure of talking to an old friend, Teresa Rignanti, and she's the president and CEO of the United Way. Thanks for listening.